الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم والصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله والصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله. My dear viewers of Madani Channel, welcome to another episode of Silsila Self-Reformation. Hopefully you've made some good intentions before watching this Silsila. Let's make some additional good intentions. Our Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam has said, the intention of a mu'min is better than his actions. Let's make some additional good intentions that I will listen to the bayan attentively, inshallah azza wa jal. And whenever I will hear the blessed name of Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, or sallu ala al-habib, or tubu ilallah, or uskurullah, inshallah azza wa jal, I will reply loudly with the intention of gaining thawab, inshallah azza wa jal. The Rasul of Rahmah, the intercessor of Ummah, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, has said, whoever recited the Holy Quran, glorified Allah Azza wa Jal, recited durood upon the Nabi sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, and then asked forgiveness from Allah Azza wa Jal, he has sought goodness from its source. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. There was a king of Arab named Noman bin Munzir who fixed 2 days in a year. One day he would give favors and honors to the person amongst the masses who would meet him first, and then there was another day where he would kill the person where he would meet first. A person from tribe Tay came out of his home after being sick of poverty and hunger and came across Noman bin Munzir the same day in which he would get the one killed. Unfortunately, he was the first who he met. When this person felt sure that he would be killed, he asked the king, is it same if you kill me now or later part of the day? Because I have small children and my wife, they're all hungry. If you give me a little grace period, I will be able to manage food and leave a will for them. The king had mercy on his condition and asked, who will guarantee your return in case you don't? He will be killed in place of you. The person looked towards the companion of the king, Shariq bin Adi, and requested him to be his guarantor. Shariq bin Adi agreed to become the guarantor. The person left. When the afternoon passed, king told Shariq, the afternoon has passed and he hasn't arrived yet. Shariq said, we have time until the evening. When evening was about to begin, the king said to Shariq, your time has come, therefore now get ready to be killed. Shariq said, I can see a person coming and I think he is the same person from the tribe of Tay. He further said that you can kill me if this is not the same person. When the person came close, it became obvious that he was the same person who went to his home after making Shariq his guarantor. Seeing him, the king lowered his head for a while, then raising his head told him, O the person of tribe of Tay, you have set a great example of keeping a promise. The king told Shariq, O Shariq, you have set a great example of kindness and favor. Listen, I abolish the killing day from today because of both of you. The king then said to the person from the tribe of Tay, what urged you to keep your promise, though in keeping promise you are about to lose your life? He replied, it is my religion to keep the promise, and the one who does not keep promise has no religion. Having heard this, the king gave favors and honors and sent him back to his family members with great respect. My dear viewers of Madani Channel, from this story it can be judged that people in the past had the passion of helping others, favors, sympathy, brotherhood, and keeping promise. In trouble, when a person is very near to death, let alone the strangers, even family members, leave him. Those who claim to sacrifice their lives would also stop supporting, and instead of keeping their promises, they break their promises and deceive. However, the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not disappoint the one who firmly practices the religion and a fear of Allah azza wa jalla in their heart. Keep promises and whose hearts are filled with the sacred passion for helping Muslims, but rather help them when they face any trials or tests. Not only they're blessed with grace and favor, but other people also stay safe from destruction because of their sake. Therefore, we should also try to understand the suffering and the pain of distressed Muslims and help them when they're in trouble. We should console them and support them by every permissible means, as great excellence of helping Muslims have been stated in blessed ahadith. So then Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala has narrated, the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam has said, one who removes any trouble of a Muslim in the world, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will remove the trouble of that person on the judgment day. One who relieves a poor person, Allah azza wa jal will relieve him in the world and in the hereafter. One who covers up fault of any Muslims, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will cover up his faults in the world and the hereafter. Allah azza wa jal continues to help the bondsman as long as he continues to help his brother. Commenting on this blessed hadith, Mufti Ahmad Yar Khan rahmatullahi ta'ala said, if you remove someone's transitory trouble, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will remove your permanent, meaning hereafter's trouble. If you provide transitory comfort to the true believer, Allah azza wa jal will provide everlasting comfort for you in the hereafter, because the reward for favor is favor. This hadith is very comprehensive. Even if you remove a thorn from the foot of a Muslim, it will not go to waste. The blessed hadith does not mean that one will only get reward on the judgment day, but rather he must get his reward on the judgment day, though sometimes he may get it in the world as well. He, rahmatullahi ta'ala, has further said, the one who forgives or gives a grace period to the debtor, the one who owes you any money, removes the poverty of a poor person, inshallah, his difficulties will be removed in the world and the hereafter. My dear viewers of Madani Channel, it becomes obvious that the source of great rewards and countless benefits is to help needy Muslims. Remember, the act of keeping a promise is also a source of helping a Muslim. For example, if someone lends money to a Muslim brother to fulfill his need on his condition that he will pay back by a certain date, and he, the lender, has kept this amount of money for some of his needs, the debtor also makes a promise that he will pay back on time, and then he fulfills his promise. In this way, on one hand, a creditor helps a needy Muslim, and on the other hand, the needy Muslim helps the creditor by fulfilling his promise. Anyhow, whether you make a promise to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala or his bondsman, it should be fulfilled at all costs. It is our duty, as the act of keeping promise is very important as part of Islamic teaching. In the Holy Quran and blessed Ahadith, commandment of fulfilling a promise, its importance, its virtues, and the warning and punishment of breaking a promise have been mentioned. In Ayah 34 of Surah Bani Israel, Part 15, the importance of promise have been stated like this. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Holy Quran, translation from Kanzul Iman, and fulfill the promise. Indeed, questions will be asked on the day of judgment regarding the promise. Regarding this blessed ayah, the commentator of Holy Quran, Sayyidina Ismail Haqqi rahmatullahi ta'ala has said, the commandment of fulfilling a promise has been given in the blessed ayah, no matter whether it promise is to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala or his bondsman. Promise to Allah is to worship and obey him. Furthermore, promise to bondsmen include every permissible promise. Alas, we are not good at all regarding keeping promises, but rather it has become a part of our nature to break promises. It is stated in Tafsir al-Tabari, undoubtedly, Allah Azza wa Jal will inquire the promise-breaking person. Therefore, O people, do not break the promise which has been made between you and someone else, lest the act of breaking the promise will lead to fraud. In Ayah 20 of Surah Al-Ra'd, chapter 13, mentioning the importance of keeping promise, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has stated, translation from Kanzul Iman, those who fulfill the pact of Allah and do not default on the covenant. Regarding this blessed ayah, the commentator of Holy Quran, Sayyidina Ismail Haqqi rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi has said, that is, the good end in the hereafter is only for those who fulfill the promise they have made to Allah Azza wa Jal, because they bear witness He is the Rabb and obey His order. They do not break the promise they have made to Allah Azza wa Jal and the agreement they have had with the people. In Ayah 8 through 11 of Surah Al-Mu'minun, Part 18, people have been given the good news of Jannatul Firdaus for those who keep promises. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has stated, translation from Kanzul Iman, and those who are proctors of their trust and their promise, and who guard their salah, these are the inheritors, that these people will get the inheritance of paradise. they will abide in it forever. Regarding the above mentioned blessed ayah number 8 of Surah Al-Mu'minun, Sayyidina Mufti Naimuddin Muradabadi rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi has said, whether the amanat, meaning the trust, belongs to Allah Azza wa Jal or people, similarly, whether the promise is made to Allah or people, all are mandatory to be fulfilled. Regarding this blessed ayah, Allama Qurtubi rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi has stated, fulfilling every types of responsibility which a person takes, whether it belongs to a religion or the world, conversation or character, is a special distinction of a Muslim. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, have you heard how important it is to keep a promise in Islam, and how fortunate are those who keep the promise? The importance and dignity have been stated in a beautiful manner in the blessed ayahs of the Holy Quran. Therefore, a Muslim, the way we expect from others that no one will break a promise made to us, deceive us, but rather they will keep the promise, in the same way we should be accustomed to it, meaning we should keep a promise, we should not deceive others as well. However, if the fear is that we will not be able to keep the promise, then we should avoid making a promise. Advising his son, Abdul Malik Muhallab bin Abi Sufra said, O son, do not take the lead in making a promise, because it is easy to make a promise, but difficult to fulfill it. At times, breach of promises breeds malice and hatred. Sayyidina Dawood alayhi salam has stated, do not make a promise to anyone which you cannot fulfill, otherwise malice will breed between you and him. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, how excellent is the advice of the Nabi of Allah Azza wa Jal, Sayyidina Dawood ala Nabiyina wa alayhi salatu wa salam. And in fact, he alayhi salatu wasalam has given us a very nice method of staying safe from malice and hatred. But alas, now breach of promise is becoming very common in our society. This deadly disease of breaking promise has almost covered people from every walks of life, whether child or the elder, men or women, old or young, offsprings or parents, rulers or subjects, officers or servants, nigran or subordinates, doctor or patient, you name it. Unfortunately, it actually exists in every walks of life. Remember, breach of promise is a grave sin, an impermissible and haram act, an act that leads to Jahannam. Very stern warnings have been given in ahadith for breaking a promise. A Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam has said, the one who breaks a promise to any Muslim is cursed by Allah Azza wa Jal, his angels and all humans. Neither any of his fard nor any nafl will be accepted. Allahu Akbar. It is stated in Sunnah Abi Dawood, our Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam has said, people will not perish until they break the promise to their people. It is stated in another hadith, promise is like a debt. Destruction is for him who makes a promise and then goes back on it. Destruction is for him. Destruction is for him. Our beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam has said, there are three signs of a hypocrite. Number one, when he talks, he lies. Number two, when he promises, he does not fulfill it. And number three, when he's entrusted with something, he deceives. Regarding this hadith, Mufti Sharifu al-Haq Amjadi rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi has said, three such signs of hypocrite have been stated in this hadith, which belongs to saying deed and intention. Lie is a disorder of speaking, misappropriation is the disorder of deed, and a breach of promise is the disorder of intention. The one who is hypocrite will surely possess these three things, but it is not necessary that the person who possesses these three bad characteristics will be a hypocrite. Therefore, if a Muslim possesses these bad characteristics, it is not permissible to call him a hypocrite. However, it can be said that he bears the sign of hypocrisy. My dear viewers of Madani Channel, we've heard how fortunate and unwise are promise-breaking people. By breaking promises, they become deserving of the curse of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allahu Akbar, and his ma'asum angels. They're more and more hypocrite, and they get deprived of the blessing of the acceptance of fard and wajib worship. Unfortunately, nowadays, our hearts have become so hard that despite of hearing the warnings of breaking promises, we do not make a mind for refraining from it. People trust us and fix time to meet us. They give us loan when we need it. They make us trustworthy of their secrets. But we are so much out of control that we ruin all of their hopes by breaking all the promises and trusts. from the perspective of keeping promises, if we look at the lives, if we study the lives of the blessed Anbiya Ikram alayhimu salatu wassalam, and then we look at ourselves, we will hang our heads in shame because these personalities did not used to break promises or act evasively like us, but rather they would always fulfill the promises. So in As-Sahal bin Aqil radiallahu ta'ala has said, a person once made a promise to Sayyidina Ismail alayhi salam to meet at a place. He alayhi salam reached the place on time, but the man who was supposed to come forgot. He alayhi salam stayed there till the evening. He alayhi salam spent the whole night at the same place. The next day, when that person came and asked Sayyidina Ismail alayhi salam, have you been here since yesterday? Didn't you leave? He replied, no, I've been here since yesterday. Having heard this, that person apologized to him for forgetting to come yesterday. After hearing this, Sayyidina Ismail alayhi salam replied, I would have stayed here until you had arrived. That's why he alayhi salam became sadiq, truthful. Mentioning the attribute of Sayyidina Ismail ala nabina wa alayhi salatu wasalam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala states in ayah 54 of Surah Maryam, part 16, translation of Kanzul Iman, and remember Ismail in the book, he was indeed true in promise and was a messenger, a conveyor of the unseen news, a Nabi. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, in the eyes of Sayyidina Ismail ala nabina wa alayhi salatu wasalam, promise had a great importance. That's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bestowed the title of Sadiq al-Wa'd, truthful to promise, upon him. Alhamdulillahi azza wa jal. This great attribute can be completely seen in the blessed life of our beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, as he sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam also fulfilled promises through his blessed apparent life. So then Abu al-Hamsa radiallahu ta'ala anhu has said, I bought some goods from the beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam before the declaration of prophethood. So I had to pay some of the amount to the beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. I asked the beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, please stay here. I'm coming to you hereafter getting money from my house. The beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam made a promise to stay at the same place, but I had forgotten my promise. When I reached home, after 3 days, when I remembered, I reached there with money. What I saw was the beloved and blessed Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam was waiting for me at the same place. Allahu Akbar. Having seen me, the beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam did not frown and say anything, but, oh young man, you've put me in trouble because as per my promise, I have been waiting for you here for 3 days. Subhanallah, my dear viewers of Madani Channel, we heard the noble Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam set such a great example of keeping a promise. Sayyidina Huzaifa bin Yaman and Sayyidina Abu Husayl radiallahu ta'ala anhuma were coming from somewhere. The enemies of Islam stopped them and asked, are you both going to field of Badr to help Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam? They both refused, and when they promised that they would not take part in the battle, they were released. When they reached the blessed court of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam and mentioned the incident, the beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam separated both of them from the rows of those who would fight and said, we will keep the promise at all cost. We need only the help of Allah azza wa jal. My dear viewers of Madani Channel, think, imagine the occasion of battle. Every soldier is very precious. Every single individual is needed, but may we be sacrificed on the decision of the beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam for keeping a promise to even non-Muslim or disbelievers. He sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam separated those two brave soldiers, those two brave blessed companions from the army of Islam, and did not let them break the promise. Allahu Akbar. Oh my dear viewers of Madani Channel, we claim to have devotion to Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Just think, the blessed master sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, whose slaves we are, he did not even break a promise made to disbelievers, made to non-Muslims. But on the other hand, we break promises made to our Muslim brothers. We tell lies abundantly by committing the sins of breaking promises and say proudly that we have deceived so-and-so person, cheated so-and-so person. On the other hand, the lifestyle of our pious predecessors was this, that they would keep promise at all costs. They would preserve the good opinion of Muslims and avoid betraying their trust. Sayyidina Imam Muhammad Ghazali rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi has stated, when the time of demise of Sayyidina Abdullah bin Amr bin As radiyallahu ta'ala anhu came, he said, a Qurayshi person requested me to marry my daughter to him, and I made an ambiguous promise to him. By Allah Azza wa Jal, I do not want to meet Allah Azza wa Jal with the third sign of hypocrisy, meaning the breach of promise. I make all of you my witness that I have performed the nikah of my daughter to that person. Sayyidina Ghawse Pak, Shaykh Abdul Qadir Jilani rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh, was going with his caravan to Baghdad from Jilan for gaining Islamic knowledge. On the way, the robbers robbed the caravan. One of the robbers came to him and said, what do you have? He replied, there are 40 dinars inside my clothes. The robber considered it as a joke and moved ahead. After a short while, another robber came and asked the same question, and he provided him the same reply. When all the robbers gathered around their leader after robbing the caravan, he was called. The chief asked, what do you have? He replied, 40 dinar, meaning our Ghawse Pak rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi was called, and he replied with the same answer that he has 40 dinars. When he rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi was searched and 40 dinars were found, the leaders of the dacoit asked, son, what made you speak the truth? Al Ghawse Pak, Shaykh Abdul Qadir Jilani rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi replied, I promised to my mother to always speak the truth. Hearing this, the leader of the robbers started weeping and crying and said, this child hasn't forgotten the promise made to his mother, and I am disobeying my Lord. After forgetting the promise I made to my Lord, the leader of the robbers, along with his fellow robbers, instantly repented and also returned the valuables they had snatched from the people of the caravan. SubhanAllah, my dear viewers, mother and channel, our pious predecessors have such a great example for us for keeping promises. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq to keep our promises as well. Remember, sometimes what happens is, you make a promise that you will complete such and such work by this day, but things happen and you're not able to complete the work. Now the person you promised feels like his promise has been broken. And because of this, a misunderstanding happens and people start fighting. Remember, the act of breaking a promise does not mean at all what we understand, but when a person does not intend to fulfill his promise, is called breaking a promise. If someone is striving towards fulfilling a promise, has the intention of fulfilling a promise, but other things happen that kind of avoids him or puts a stopgap in it, to that he cannot fulfill his promise, that does not consider breaking a promise. But when a person intends not to fulfill a promise, this is when it's considered breaking a promise. The Holy Nabi sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam has said, this is not breaking a promise that a person promised to do something and he also has an intention to fulfill it. Rather, breaking a promise is that a person promises to do something but intends not to fulfill it. It is stated in another hadith that when a person promises to his brother and also intends to fulfill it, but then he's unable to fulfill it, cannot keep the promise, there's no sin upon him. Elaborating, commenting on these hadiths, Mufti Ahmad Yar Khan rahmatullahi ta'ala said, if the promise giving person intends to fulfill it, but does not fulfill it due to some reason or a compulsion, he's not a sinner. Similarly, if somebody intends to break the promise, but he fulfills the promise by chance, he will be a sinner due to his bad intention. Intention plays a significant role in every promise. Sadr Sharia Mufti Amjad Ali Azmi rahmatullahi ta'ala has stated, if somebody makes a promise, but he does not fulfill it due to some shari reason, it will not be considered a breach of promise. Nor will the sign of breach of promise be in this case. For example, if a person makes a promise that I will come to such and such place and wait for you there, but when he goes there, he sees people singing, dancing, drinking, therefore he comes back, then this is not a sin of breaking a promise. Similarly, if he promises to wait as per his promise, he waits, but the time of Salah starts, he goes back, then it is not a breach of promise. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, it becomes obvious that breach of promise does not apply to every condition after making a promise. Therefore, if someone makes a promise to you but does not fulfill it or delay in fulfilling it, so instead of making the allegation of breaking a promise against him, defaming him, or having ill opinion and backbiting against him, have good opinions of him. Alhamdulillah, a strong mindset of having good opinions of Muslim, keeping promises and avoid breaking promises is taught in the Madani environment of Dawat-e-Islami. Come, associate yourself with the Madani environment of Dawat-e-Islami, you will see a change within yourself. You will see a change around you. InshaAllah Azza wa Jal, all this change will be positive for this life in this world and the hereafter. InshaAllah Azza wa Jal. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq to fulfill our promise. Ameen. Bijahin Nabi Ameen. Sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-Habib. Sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad. Sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam.